Hello everyone, I'm Uncle Han Zi. Welcome to the My Stories of Chinese Characters series. In this episode, I will answer a question from netizens about why there are no circles in Chinese characters. Hello everybody, I'm Uncle Han Zi. Millions of Chinese have asked me why in Chinese characters don't seem to have any circles. Do they have circles? Let's take a look. Today we are here at the Anyang Museum of Characters. This is Xiao Yu. She's an expert from Hangzhou. She will tell us the history of the circle.
Today we will explore together the evolution of Chinese writing to find the answers to the questions we all care about. In fact, during the development of the pottery industry in the Neolithic era, today's scholars gave the circles a name based on characteristics of the writing style, etching symbol. We could also simply say that this was basically the baby steps of Chinese characters. In fact, during this period when our Chinese ancestors were trying to express their thoughts, they were more likely to draw what they saw and what they thought directly on stones. So circles were definitely there. But because the drawings could not accurately document our thoughts, so our ancestors needed to go further. That's when we get into this evolutionary stage. Here we can find some of the more interesting ones, like drawing circles and graphic symbols. We can't be sure, but from the lines, you will find that it's like a child drawing something. You can say that these circles did exist back then because the words were presented through this pictorial presentation. That. And here we have a character. It can also answer the question you just asked. Were there circles? Yes, the character Gan. The character Gan in oracle bones forms a direct contrast to today's standard Chinese character Gan. What does that character mean originally? Delicious. Only one organ in the human body knows whether a thing tastes good or not. The tongue, yes? Because there are taste buds on the tongue. So we can see that Chinese can see wisdom through this word. We had a more figurative looking and turned it into vertical strokes. From the Shang Dynasty, we have these characters on the bronze materials. In fact, we have those characters both on oracle bones and bronze materials in the Shang Dynasty.
Yes, in ancient times they had a ding, which is a huge bronze box with four legs and way too big to carry around, even though they appear to have had two handles on both ends. I am not sure why they invented such a strange ritual vessel, but it reminds me of another culture which had a large metal box, and that was the Hebrews in the Bible.
Simuwu Ding has character C on it. You will find it on bronze materials, writing patterns in the Shang Dynasty. The lines are all curved. The rounded line in Chinese calligraphy is also known as the Great Seal, precisely because it has been popular in China for a very long time. So it's put behind the oracle bones. Next, we are talking about the spring and autumn period and warring states period. Artifacts from these periods have one characteristic that everyone is curious about.
The Chinese wrote on bamboo strips for at least 2,000 years before they invented paper.
The Chinese have always said that they wrote on bamboo slips. After seeing the words written on this bamboo slip, you'll see that these characters have rounded strokes. It's a very graphic expression in the oracle bones. It just looks like vertical bamboo strips tied up one by one, and it has been proven that there were bamboo slips in ancient times.
There are many Chinese characters that have bamboo as part of the character that have to do with speech or communications. It is an indication that the bamboo strips were a very important part of the culture.
Later, the text faced a kind of rather chaotic state. So what was the option? Unification of writing styles. Later, after Qin Shi Huang unified the six kingdoms, what do you do in order to strengthen your own regime? Qin abolished all writing styles from different kingdoms and organized them in a unified manner.
Qin Shi Huang did not just abolish the older writing styles, he destroyed all the documents and killed all the scholars.
And then there's the writing style after renormalization, known in history as the small seal.
Chinese still use seal characters in lots of places, particularly in calligraphy and on some buildings, such as temples.
So this is the Xin Dynasty text. This is the first grand unification in the history of Chinese characters. In the Han Dynasty, when people wrote to make it easier first, we had strokes, which we were talking about. Second, many pictorial parts were often softened. Such was the characteristics of this period.
There are many Chinese characters where the components are written wrongly because of this process. For instance, almost all characters that have a moon or ye on the left-hand side, it is almost always actually from a meet or ro radical.
They wanted to write the character in an easier way, to make it easier to write and recognizable. So they removed the curved lines. You'll notice that everything in the Chinese characters today, all the fundamental strokes, are all here in the Han Dynasty writing form. It's got it all. Horizontal, vertical, sketching, folding, and bending hooks, including significant changes in the thickness of the lines. All lines were just as thick in the small seal period, but here comes the change. So we went from the pictorial ones, which are softer and more gentle, to a sort of rigid. But we Chinese use softness to conquer strength.
Yes, clerical script is very close to the script we use today. Some people still use clerical script today.
There must be softness within firmness. The most typically strokes used in clerical script is called the silkworm's head and the swallow's tail. This horizontal stroke, when written, the peak of the brush should be hidden on paper when starting to write. And then when you are finishing the character, you have to show the peak on paper to give the character a sort of a floating beauty. The pinnacle of Chinese ancient writing is the regular script.
The Tang Dynasty was 618 AD to 907 AD. They wrote what we call traditional characters, very similar to how we write them today, except the grammar was different.
In Tang Dynasty, as an official, your day-to-day writing of official documents, all of them required this kind of writing. The structure is neatly squared, straight square strokes. So you'll see that the Chinese characters are not rounded anymore because the government demanded it. It's the need of the hour. This standard font must be used. Right. So from then on, you'll find that everyone's writing is fair and square. Why? We all know that the way one writes characters defines one's character. If one's handwriting is fair and square, then he must be a man of integrity. So here, we have just presented you the entire journey of Chinese characters, from the earliest engraved symbols carved out on stones, to oracle bones characters, to the Great Seal, the Small Seal, the clerical script, the regular script, all the way to the simplified Chinese we have today. Through incremental evolution, we've come up with an answer to your question. But in fact, we did have curves and circles for a long time.
So basically, what we learned today was the original characters did have curves and circles, and it slowly evolved over several thousand years, and the circles became the modern written form called Kai Shu, and the circles slowly disappeared into the modern form. But in fact, we did have curves and circles for a long time. Thanks for listening to this episode of My Stories of Chinese Characters. I'm Uncle Hans. In the next episode, we are going to interpret the Chinese character Che for car to understand the changes in Chinese transportation. If you like the show, please give us a rating or a review. You can also check out the video version of this show at youtube.com/learnchineseforfun. See you next time.